Foxy 107, 104, your only station for today's R&B and classics. So I tell you what, have you ever had a love addiction? Well, this show is for you. It's coming on TV One on Wednesday, April 25th from 8 until 9. And I have on the line with me Dr. Alduan Tart. He is one of the, would you say, therapists or relationship experts?
What Absolutely, you, both. I'll take both of them.
You take both of them? So how did you get people to solicit to be on this show? Because I saw the trailer and I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on?
Well, you know, everyone has an addiction to something unhealthy at one point in time when it comes to their relationships. And you don't know how to get unstuck. And once you come out of it, you think, how in the world did I get myself caught up into that? So we just asked people to talk about their relationships, and then we saw where to go in and fix them.
It's giving new meaning to the song, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Well, you know what, though? A lot of times, how do we know what love is, Jody? I mean, if we didn't see a proper way at home, and this happens so much in the African-American community, we just kind of make it up as we go. Now, we go to school for our careers. But we don't go to school to learn about love, and what you don't know will hurt you.
And sometimes we don't go to school to learn a lot about ourselves either.
Now, you're absolutely right. We just kind of go from one relationship, pack it up, and take the baggage to the next, because, hoping to find something.
Right, because if you're not loving yourself, then how can you extend that olive branch and love someone else and make it a healthy relationship?
I mean, Jody, you're saying that, but we don't consciously think that way. I mean, we think that we meet someone, we have chemistry. We know we have some issues to work on, but what we hope is with this other person, we can become whole again. And a lot of times, it can be good. A lot of times, it can turn to a love addiction that goes bad, quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Because, you have some people that in relationships, their self-esteem is low, so they're looking for that outlet so someone's going to love them and make them feel better. But in the long run, that person could be a controlling person, controlling that person and, distance them from their family and just be an abuser and just like a control freak.
Joni, you're absolutely right. But you don't know that because once you get in a relationship, we all go blind. There's a certain point in which we like the person so much, we purposely ignore red flags. And we've all been in experiences or we can all relate to where we like a person so much, we're just trying to give 100% effort to make it work versus starting all the way over. And what we do is we end up wasting precious time when we could be with someone who's actually able to meet our needs.
If you just tuned in, I'm talking with Dr. Alduan Tart. He is the psychologist on the new series on TV One's Love Addiction. It premieres on this Wednesday, April 25th, from 8 until 9 on Time Warner Cable Channel 330. All new 8 episodes. And this series is really emotionally charged.
Oh, absolutely. Relationships hurt. And what we're going to do is imagine being able to watch maybe something you've been through or you've had a family member or a friend go through and seeing someone get unstuck. That's what makes Love Addiction different from any other reality shows. Other reality shows kind of show the train wreck and we watch. This one is going to keep the person from having that train wreck and move towards real love. So we all get free therapy when you tune in at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays for Love Addiction.
Well, like they say, been there, bought the T-shirt, done it, right?
Amen. And now we're going to heal the African-American community because finally we get a show that shows three professionals at work with real people that we all can relate to.
And the first series, without giving up too much, it's a younger guy and an older lady, right?
Absolutely.
And and the mom of the young man, she's not happy with this. So I'm pretty sure some fireworks are going to, spark throughout the show.
Oh, absolutely, because we don't want to see our friends and family hurt. But it's hard. Have you ever tried to talk to someone, Jody, about the relationship and they get defensive?
Oh, yeah.
Or they shut you down? See, this just allows you to pick up the phone and say, watch this episode, and then they'll see the help for themselves by watching the characters that are on TV, because it's a real live documentary. There's no acting here. There's no script. If they come in the room, here's the issue, the family's saying this has to stop, and then we help them to realize the relationship is destructive, and they move forward towards finding something new.
What are some of the signs of a love addiction?
Number one, if you're doing more in the relationship than the other person is, that's a sign. So there's no MVPs in relationship. It has to be close to a 50-50. Number two, if you find yourself at a worse state 6 months, 1 year in a relationship than you were when you started, I mean, so you gain weight, you're more stressed out, you're unhappy, you cut off on your friends, that's a sign of a love addiction. And then three, knowing that you need to break out of this relationship, you know consciously it's unhealthy, but emotionally you can't break out of it. Then you become a victim.
Well, doctor, there's lots of love addictions out there that someone that needs this love addiction, that this intervention. Any last words you'd like to leave our listeners?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you really want to be proactive, you want to take control over your love life, you should watch Love Addiction so that you can make sure that you don't fall into the pitfalls of having a relationship that's unhealthy. And then, too, if you just want to learn how to do it the right way, there'll be a lot of teaching between myself, Asani Pettiford, Dr. Bryant Davis. I mean, you're getting real professionals. You're not getting other people that are not trained in relationships. We're talking about how to get unstuck and move towards the love that you deserve so you can get rid of the drama and move towards getting that ring.
So can we call you the love doctor?
Well, you know what? I deal with parents. I deal with love. I deal with, you know, following your passion. So I'll take the love doctor. You know, I've done it for, you know, a number of years. You see me on TV once, Black Men Reveal, Fantasia, ABC Nightline. So I'm here to serve, and I'm open about being a servant to God. So you will see this done in the right way.
Now, if some of our listeners want to participate in this, I'm pretty sure this is going to be a hot topic and probably going to be shooting more episodes of this show. How can one get in touch with you or some of your coworkers?
Well, you can always go to, you know, TV1.tv for more, because there's going to be a lot of behind-the-scenes interviews that we do. And I'll tell you what we're going to do is that if you tweet the show or you tweet me at Dr. Tart, that's at DRTARTT, you'll get your relationship advice answered live. And I actually have a new technology where I can go live broadcast with you right from my Twitter, right from my Facebook, and answer your questions live. This is about serving and expanding the kingdom when it comes to helping people get unstuck anonymously. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure, like I say, I saw the trailers, and I'm like, this is going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, because you come right in at the middle of the problem, and then everyone is there where you have to make a decision about, are they going to stay or are they going to go? And that's the exciting part of the show.
All right, Dr. Aldewon Tart, he is one of the psychologists on the new TV series on TV One, Love Addiction. It premieres Wednesday, April 25th, 8 o'clock on Time Warner Cable Channel 330. It's a new 8 episodes, emotion-filled documentary where therapists and relationship experts help men and women get rid of the destructive and toxic relationships. Once again, Dr. Tart, thank you for your time, and I will be sitting there watching with my popcorn.
No, invite me to Raleigh anytime. You know I love to serve.